Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Extra live and local this morning. That's right, because you can come on out, meet me, watch me do the show. I'm Tara Servatius, and I am live at the Southern Home and Garden Show in the TD Convention Center, which runs from Friday till through Sunday. You can come out here and get some great home improvement ideas. And I love how they've included the interiors of the homes, everything from beautiful new kitchen, but also to the exteriors, your backyard, your living space. They actually have somebody who has built an entire pond and moved it into the TD Convention Center. It's awesome how far these guys have gone to put this show on. To get your tickets, you can go to the Southern Home and Garden Show.com. Adults $7, seniors $5, and children under 12 are free. Okay, Lee. Now, you know, I have been stunned and horrified by what the Chinese are doing. Agape and aghast, yes. By what the Chinese are doing. And those poor people. Now, they have something now called a social credit score. And they've rolled this out. I mean, this is Orwellian. And what it is they rate you as a human being. It's like a credit report where you get an actual score for, you know, how trustworthy you are at paying stuff back, except it rates you as a human being. At first, it was voluntarily, Terry, and now it's not. And so if they track all your purchases, everything you go, everywhere you go. So if you are reading books the Communist Party likes, your score goes up. If you're reading books that are not forbidden, but they would wish you would read something else, your score goes down. If they have decided that it is unhealthy for you to smoke or eat too much fried stuff, and that's what you're buying at the grocery store, you know, picking up in the food line, then guess what? Score goes down. Now, if you have a low score, those who associate with you get a low score. For associating with you. Well, what if they're my parents or my husband? They'll have to go. Because if you got too low of a score, that's going to be considered for your employment. You mean I have to get rid of my entire family if they score low? Yep. Go ahead and move. That's what we're dealing with. I mean, it's horrifying what they're doing, right?
Exactly.
And I say to myself every day, thank God that's not happening here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but wait. Have you seen this? When you look at companies like Facebook and Google and Apple that are actively working with China, so where'd they get the idea? These people have big, these people working with China, including Google, to literally create right now a program to repress the Chinese people that can link comments made anonymously to people's phone numbers so that, you know, it's easier for the Chinese to throw you right in the gulag, right? Send you for re-education. Love that Google provides that service. It's awesome. Trust score. So they're there around the Chinese. They know what's going on there. Listen to this. Facebook has implemented a trust score. And funny they call it a trust score. Now, it's secret for now.
How much do we trust Facebook?
Not at all. They get a zero, minus zero trust score from me. Okay, so Facebook has created a trust score. You know, just to assess if you're the kind of person who might, you know, create a fake meme from time to time or... you know, post stuff that's not true, right? So Facebook did that, and that came out. We talked about it. I don't know, it's been like a month ago, 6 weeks ago that first came out, that Facebook was doing that. Well, guess what? Apple is too.
Oh, no. Not Apple too. Come on.
Yes! Apple has created a trust score. Now, they are very helpfully monitoring all of your emails and your phone calls. This as a service to you, you understand? As a service to you. They are monitoring that. And it's not that they want to violate your privacy or anything. They just want to make sure you're trustworthy. And that they have algorithms that can tell from your patterns if you would be the kind of person who might, you know, eventually at some point in the future conduct a fraudulent transaction or something like that. You know, maybe send the occasional Nigerian prince letter. I don't know. But they just want to protect everybody, you understand. And these scores won't, for now, be published. So you totally won't mind if they scan a little bit of your email. You know, like Google does for the Chinese.
Well, I've honestly believe that pretty much everybody that wants to know has already scanned my emails anyway. So I'm very careful about what I put on email.
Yeah, for now. But when you weaponize it with trust scores,
This
is exactly what the Chinese are doing. It is to a T what the Chinese are doing. And now we got Facebook and Apple that we know of. I guarantee you Google is doing this.
Oh, by the way.
What happens when they go live with this?
Yeah. And by the way, China is also shutting down Christian churches, rounding up folks, and burning Bibles.
Well, they should have known better than to go there. I mean, that lowers your social score. That's their fault, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Folks, watch this. Watch this. All you folks are like, well, I'm a capitalist and they can monitor me if they want to. Oh, wait, I don't get a choice. No. Well, they're a company and I'm going to totally be free somehow by moving to a mountain in a remote area and living off the land.
Yeah, living off the grid's looking better and better all the time.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah,
I'm going to fight for freedom. It is eerie how this echoes what the Chinese are doing, especially when you know that Facebook is working with the Chinese and you know that Google is working with the Chinese. And I'm sure Apple probably is, too, at the rate they're going. So anyway, just thought I'd give you a heads up about that this morning. I saw that and it blew my gasket, I'll tell you what.
Well, just sort of ruined my weekend now.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't let it ruin your weekend. You can come on out here to the Southern Home and Garden Show and get some. But you know what? Actually, Lee, I wouldn't. Because you know what? Your honey-do list is so long.
Yeah.
You do not want to expose the missus to some of the things in here, because I tell you what, she's going to have you installing it yourself.
Exactly what I was thinking.
But for everybody else who's does not have a honey-do list as long as Lee's, you will love the you will absolutely love the show this year. I love the displays. It's just awesome. You can get your tickets at southernhomeandgardenshow.com. Joining me right now is Michael Day. He is the CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greenville and the producer of the Southern Home and Garden Show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
A lot of work here.
It sure is.
Yeah, I see. I mean, they're still rolling everything out here. And again, a great place to come if you're like me and you're like, I want to make my home look awesome, but I don't know how I would do that. Like, what would I buy? Where would I go? Well, you come here and you get your answer.
That's right. There's professionals for just about anything you can think of to do with your home. They've got a display here at the TD Convention Center.
They've got other great stuff too. Like, I'm looking at Young Living essential oils. They've got independent distributors out here. Windows, siding, ponds for your backyard, beautiful granite countertops that I'll never talk Rambo Loco into, but I can dream, and all of that. You've done a great job putting this together, Michael Day. Why should folks come out here and see it today?
They should come out. Here at 10 a.m.
Except Lee.
Except Lee. And then we'll be here till 7 o'clock tonight, and then we're here again on Saturday from 10 to 7 and on Sunday from noon to 5.
Fantastic. And the cool thing is there's nice wide aisles here. So if you have a whole herd of children like I do, you can bring them, let them run three, get their energy out. Maybe they'll conk out by 7, which is always the goal on a Friday
night raid,
because they are free. Free admission for children under the age of 12. And you can walk around while the children run off their energy, and you can check out all the great booths and sites and stuff. And it's just $5 for seniors. And if that doesn't bring you out, well, me, Vince, Bobby Mack are going to be out here all day. You can meet us as well, Michael. And I know you also want to promote as well that the Home Builders Association of Greenville is bringing back the Upstate Parade of Homes this year.
That's right. Coming back in October, the Parade of Homes.
Yes, for free. Free tickets for that.
Absolutely. You just need to download a ticket.
And where do we go to do that?
UpstateParadeOfHomes.com.
Awesome. And a lot of our advertisers are here, too. So here on WORD, if you have wanted to get in touch with them, you can come on out and check out their work in advance of getting in touch with them. And, I've come out here and I realize my home is terribly outdated. And it's that we've only been there 3 years.
Well, that's usually what we do is we buy a previously owned home and then make it our own. And this is a great place to come to find folks who can do that work for you and get ideas for what you may want to do in your home.
I'm amazed here. You even have like major construction equipment out here. I'm seeing like Caterpillar kind of stuff.
That's right. Some of these guys have some pretty significant equipment to do the heavy lifting at our home. I know I'm doing a couple things at my house, and I need one of those track hoes to show up.
Oh, that would be so much fun, wouldn't it?
That certainly would. If they'd let me drive it, that would be even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what I like to say when I come out here every day? These guys aren't just contractors. They're artists.
They are.
They're showing off their work, and they should. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's some exceptionally talented people in this business, and that's why they're very busy. But they're here to talk to you about your next project, too.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, Michael Day, CEO of the Home Builders Association. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
At the Southern Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center. Can you believe it's already time for the show? Holy cow. You know what that means, don't you? Fall's here.
Fall's here.
Yep. In fact, it's tomorrow.
It is.
It starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, we now have this list of demands coming from Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. This may just be an opening gambit, though, because at least one of these items seems like a bridge too far. Here is that list of demands. First of all, no questions from lawyers, only from members of the Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh is not allowed in the room, and Judge Kavanaugh must testify first. That final point is going to be an issue. In legal proceedings, in the interest of fairness, the accused is almost always given a chance to respond to allegations, and that demand would essentially turn that principle on its head. It's not clear whether a Ford would be willing to give on that point. We'll see how these negotiations play out.
And she would like to delay it sometime next week. It'd be nice. Maybe after the midterms when we take over the Senate. Did I say that? Yes, because if you don't do it her way, well, then that would be mean, 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 says Senator Kristen Gillibrand. Here's the audio.
Democrats say the process is unfair and the burden of proof should be on Kavanaugh.
The option is show up Monday or don't show up at all. I consider that to be something set up for failure. They would like a he said, she said scenario. Because you know what happens in those scenarios? The men are typically believed because you see those issues through your own lens.
Yeah. Here's Representative Trey Gowdy again, his response to that.
Wow. When I walked into the studio tonight, there was a presumption of innocence, and you did not have to prove your innocence. So I'm a little surprised at what the senator from New York said.
She doesn't want to show up on Monday, and she doesn't care if the whole country is waiting for the Supreme Court nominee to be candidate. No, it's however she feels on that day. Ask how she's identifying, and we'll get back to you, probably after the midterms.
Okay, folks. Look, I've been explaining this all week. This is very transparent, okay? This is a delay tactic. Let's rewind for a second, okay? Because it's easy to forget this. A lot of people didn't like Trump on our side. They weren't wild about him. They didn't trust him. I mean, this was a guy who was, anti-gun, back in the 80s. He was talking about tariffs. What the heck? He sounds like Bernie Sanders. And then Scalia died. We went, oh, man, we got to get to the polls. We cannot have Hillary Clinton appointing next Supreme Court justice. And in the postmortems from the election, that was the number one reason they voted for Trump. Those who were in the category that did not personally like him. The Democrats study this stuff. So how could they create a dynamic like this on their side? Well, they could do two things that would be wonderful. If the GOP leadership cannot even get Kavanaugh confirmed, what good are they? Had a caller in the 6 o'clock this morning. Saying, I've had it. We're going to lose the country. If they can't even get this guy on, well, I'm done. Well, that's exactly what the Democrats want. It'll depress turnout on our side as we throw our hands up and give up. And on their side, they'll get to have the same talking point we had with Scalia. Listen, and maybe that only 30 to 35% of the Democrat Party wants to abolish ICE and have open borders. Yeah, we get you don't agree with us and you think we're nuts and you're our own voters. But listen, if you come out, we scuttled the Kavanaugh appointment. You can help us take the Senate back and Trump will never get another nominee again. It's dynamite. That's what they're doing. Well, Monday, she's got hair to blow dry. She's got toes to paint. You know, victims are very, very sensitive about their toes. You don't want to be, you don't want to be interfering with that. We'll get back to you. Otherwise, she's not being hurt. But you're inviting her to speak in public if she wants. No, that's not really being heard. Okay, second part of this, Kavanaugh. Well, Kavanaugh, he's got to go first. Well, how can he respond to what she says if he goes first? He can't. That's the idea. Yeah, she's got another problem, too. Don't you think it's a little funny that she's like, I was 15. Lee pointed this out brilliantly earlier. Yeah, I was 15. So what year did it happen? Oh, I don't know. Well, if you were 15, then you remember you were 15. You must remember the year. No. Oh, why is she doing that? Alibi. She didn't know his schedule. He might have an alibi. His football team might have met at 8 p.m. every, Friday night, Thursday night, whatever. She can't nail down a time or a place. She can't go first. It would give him a chance to refute it. He might have an alibi. He might have something. We don't know. That's if she's not telling the truth or if she's not sure it was him. Not sure it was him. Now we might be onto something. Okay, this woman has named three different witnesses. One who was in the room with her and supposedly stopped the attack. He's like, ah, it didn't happen. Two others who were at the house at the party who were supposed to remember the party. They're like, we don't know what planet this woman was on. We were not at a party with her. Hmm. Where's the owner of the home? Oh, they were out of town. All right, well, where's their son? Or daughter? Who let him in the house? We don't have that person, do we? Interesting. Now, I've had some of my liberal troll texters earlier in the morning text me and say, well, you know, if she's lying, how did she know who Brett Kavanaugh hung out with? Good question. There's a good answer for it. The house, as described in the Washington Post, remember, she says she doesn't know the address, but it was really close to the country club, and it had this short, winding stairway up to upstairs that came off the kitchen. There's a house just like that. And it belongs to a kid who hung out with the boys who were Kavanaugh's friend. And that kid was also on the football team with Kavanaugh and a friend of his. He is an absolute dead ringer for Kavanaugh. Dead ringer. I mean, it is eerie looking at the pictures. In fact, kids joked at the time how much the two of them looked alike. His parents own the house. You know, the one about half a mile from the country club. He looks just like Kavanaugh. Now, this has come out in the photo, the side-by-side photo comparisons and the address, all of that, they're out. And Christine Ford says, oh, no, I would never make a mistake like that. Well, I would remember you were drunk. You can't tell us the month, the day, the year, or the address, but you know you were 15, you think. But you would remember that. Gotcha. I don't know what's going on here. But Senator Lindsey Graham fired off a midnight tweet. Kavanaugh nomination is still on track. Stay tuned. Great job tonight by President at Real Donald Trump in Las Vegas, laying out how strong America has become economically and how much safer we are with a strong military. We don't know, but he says the Kavanaugh nomination is still on track. Hey, listen, you need to get on track to come on out here and join me at the Southern Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center. I'm live out here today. So is Bobby Mack and Vince. You can say hi and check out all the great booths and displays. Give you a lot of great ideas for home improvement. Yep, and that's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's presented by American Home Pride, and tickets are available online at Southern Home Show, Southern Home and Garden Show.com. That's Southern Home and Garden Show.com. Texter rates. Wait, where did this go? Good morning, Tara. I was wondering if you could promote the Greenville City Fire Department CPR booth at the Home and Garden Show. Encourage people to come by and take 1 minute to learn CPR. Great idea while you're out here. Texter writes, Tara, maybe there is a simple solution for the Kavanaugh conundrum. Issue a federal subpoena for her and send two federal officers. Go get her now and place her under oath. Stop the kid glove treatment. Texter writes, please get an opinion from a psychologist about what's remembered during a traumatic situation before putting your opinion that people take as fact. No, I am delineating the facts here. I don't know what happened. And neither do psychologists. You ask one, you get one opinion. Ask one, you get another. Come on. You want facts. The last place you want to go is a psychologist. Texter writes, and no witness wants to be involved in this. Look what's happening to her. Do you think they want this too? Now the texter writes, why does she have to be lying? I don't know if she's lying. I just know that she has not been truthful about the circumstances around this. Not the ones about the house and Kavanaugh. I don't know the answer to any of that. But this is a woman who has had Dianne Feinstein and her lawyers come forward and say, hey, listen, you know, she didn't mean to. She would, you know, she's not trying to delay these hearings and, you know, till after the election so that Trump doesn't get a Supreme Court nominee, even though she's been an active Bay Area anti-Trump activist, liberal activist for a long time. She doesn't really have an agenda. See, she didn't time it at all. I mean, she just came forward, you know, when she just got so upset because she had to see Kavanaugh's face on the television. It just brought back trauma for her. Oh. Well, then why did she take a lie detector test in August and get a lawyer then? See, the hearings were still going on, and she sure didn't mind talking about it then. But she didn't say squat until the hearings ended. And we were within the 60-day window, you know, for the midterms, where, you know, they could use it as a talking point for the Senate. That's fundamentally dishonest. Those are the facts I've dealt with.
So Texter writes, why does she have to be lying? I don't know that she is, but I know that she has not been forthright and honest about the circumstances around this. And all you need is to put the facts together to see that. This is not a person whose primary concern was making sure a very bad man didn't get on the Supreme Court. This is a person whose primary concern was timing. And when she says she wasn't planning to ever come forward, she wasn't really going to talk about it, she didn't plan the timing, bull. If that were the case, she sure as heck would not have gotten the attorney and taken the lie detector test in August. She'd be doing it this week. This is all planned out. And here's another one for you. What are the odds? And look, I think sometimes there are crazy odds that come true on stuff. Like crazy. Like, what are the odds of that, right? But come on. What are the odds that the very week that she first mentioned the abuse allegedly at the hands of Kavanaugh to her shrink to create a record of it, what are the odds that that took place the very week that Brett Kavanaugh's name was first floated for the Supreme Court in 2012 by Mitt Romney as a potential appointee of his? What are the odds of that? These are fact-based questions I'm asking. I'm not saying, well, I think she's lying, no, I just think I know. No, these are facts. Texter writes, do you not have a problem with him assaulting this woman? You can't prove he did that. Again, here's another problem with the fact pattern. Fact, we're dealing with facts. She named the three witnesses. They didn't come forward because they're frat buddies of his, and you know these white males, they stick together. They're all evil. No, she named them. She plucked them from obscurity. These are the three guys who were there, and they're like, ah, we weren't there. We don't remember this at all. Those are the three witnesses she named. Not me, not Brett Kavanaugh, not friends of his sticking up for him. She named them. And when you tell me, as Lee Rogers brilliantly pointed out earlier, that, well, you know, it happened when I was 15. Oh, so what year was that? I don't know. But you don't know what year? You're not sure? No, I can't say for sure. Well, then how do you know you were 15? Look, if the timing issues were not here and she had come forward, middle of July or even in August right after she got the attorney and took the lie detector test, but told nobody except Dianne Feinstein, then you know what? I'd say, you know what? We got maybe more of a case here. She didn't. She didn't. And so this idea that because she's here in front of us, she deserves to be believed and she gets to pick the timeline on which she does this. I'm sorry. No, I refute that. Texter writes, now, what are the odds other women did the same thing to prepare for other Supreme Court nominees to SCOTUS? Of course they did. Texter writes, but y'all loved the timing when Hillary's emails got released right before the folks headed to the polls. Heck yeah, I did. It was awesome. But I had no control over that. That was WikiLeaks. I didn't do that. WikiLeaks did. Well, the Russians gave him to No, Julian Assange had offered, was going to come to the United States of America and give them the information on where those emails came from, and Comey scuttled it. Read the news. When he was head of the FBI. Where's the one place you would go if you were Mueller and you wanted to find out where those emails came from? WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. Come on, the NSA has it all. They got a document trail. See where WikiLeaks got them. No, we've never mentioned WikiLeaks. Well, because they don't want to know where they came from. So yeah, I love the timing of Hillary's emails. But it doesn't prove anything. The fact pattern here does. It proves that she was at least fundamentally dishonest about this idea that I wasn't even going to go public. I didn't even plan to talk about this. Well, it's September. In August, you got an attorney and took a lie detector test about this very thing with Kavanaugh. So why am I supposed to trust you now? Texter writes, Hillary's emails. That doesn't even make sense. Texter writes, Christine Blasey Ford works for Corcept Therapeutics since 2006, the producer of RU486, the abortion pill. That's out there all over the place. I haven't seen a strong source report that with. Yeah, I know a lot of y'all are bugging me to report that. That may be, but I can't say that for certain. Well, let's get that a little more in the mainstream before we put it out as fact. But thanks for your text. Yeah, and this is this country on tax cuts. Remember your brain on drugs? Remember that? And the egg. You never forget that. Probably one of the most famous PSAs on time. This is your country on tax cuts.
Or in other words, on a little bit of capitalism. Just a little. I mean, if we had a lot, God knows what we could do. If we just went ahead and slashed the tax, the corporate tax rate again, just slash it by half. No. What would that look like? We'd be walking around going, God, remember when we only had 4.2% growth? I know, it was awful. It was awful. And we didn't have all that dough to renovate our houses now because our property values are going through the roof. Listen, if you are typical of Greenville, your property values seen some increase. You can feel better now with the economy on steroids. I'm going to give you some stats in a minute that'll blow your mind. And come out to the Southern Home and Garden Show where I am right now broadcasting live and maybe look at some, you know, some updates, some upgrades that you've been putting off for a long time. Presented by American Home Pride, tickets are available right now at the Southern Home and Garden Show. It'll run today, tomorrow, and through Sunday. $7 per adult, $5 for seniors, and free for children under 12. And, of course, you can meet me, Vince, and Bobby Mack and see all the great displays out here of home improvement ideas. Okay. Did you hear this? What is it, every day now? Jobless claims fall for the third straight week to a 48-year low. Okay, this is the real deal. Now, when Bush won, monkeyed with the unemployment rate, they fixed it. So that if you had stopped looking for a job, you didn't count, right? So, you know, unemployment rate, not a really good way to gauge the economy. I mean, it's okay, but it's not great. This is a sterling way to gauge the economy. Jobless claims. These are people who are saying, I lost my job. I don't have a job. I need unemployment benefits. And you got to file for the benefits. So this is the real deal. This is not some economically whacked on purpose so we can't see the economy falling apart because we're giving our economy away to China. Kind of measurement. This is the real deal. So when you look at this, filings for unemployment benefits unexpectedly, I love how they use that word, unexpectedly fell for the third straight week to a new 48-year low. Okay. 48-year low. Lowest since December 1969. Now think about this. This is what with a much larger population as well. So, you know, living in this country than 69. I mean, heck, we have, a quarter of Honduras lives here now. That is amazing. It's amazing. Oh, speaking of, Chris, I know it's a Trump audio there about crime. Hang on to that for a second. I got to tell you this. This is insanity. Let me ask you a question. If it weren't Mexico on our border, but it was Syria, would you support the idea of having an open border with Syria? Would you think that was a good idea? Yeah, the Koch brothers think it's a fabulous idea. They're trying to defeat Republicans who don't want an open border, which is really interesting given that Mexico has just hit an all-time high murder and violent crime rate, shattering all previous records. This is because of the cartel war. Do you know that Mexico per capita, as per person, per capita, is the second most violent country on earth after Syria? Do you realize that? Second highest homicide rate on earth after Syria. Mexico, for those of you on Common Core geography, is the country to our south. You know, the one that the Koch brothers and the Democrats want to have an open border with. Yeah, what would that look like? Not so good. Listen to this. The cartel war is raging. Tijuana continues with 1,789 homicides registered as of September 19th. Now breaking the 2017 record. Of 1,781. Tijuana is the cartel Tijuana Nuevo. They're battling it out for control with the other cartels, right? Sinaloa, all of that. Okay, listen to this. One of the factors blamed for this is that when you... See, you got to understand the criminal justice system there is completely controlled by criminals. They kill the judges and the police chiefs who aren't on their side, and everybody else is, right? One of the factors, this is Breitbart, one of the factors blamed in Tijuana is that only 8% of homicide suspects are detained, according to the president of Fundación Idupaz, Francisco García Burgos. He said that the number of unsolved homicides combined with the responsible parties still on the streets is because the cartels control it. They want their hitmen out. They just let them out. With responsible parties still on the streets, created an environment where citizens are fearful of reporting crimes due to reprisals. Breitbart Texas previously reported on the problem when 132 of the first homicides, you know, of the year, registered only produced 11 suspects detained. Okay. This is what our border is open to. If you need to run from the cartel, if you've committed one of these homicides, where are you going to go? Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, over the border. Okay, this is Mexican news just from last week. In the capital city, they found a severed human head that packs of wild dogs were fighting over. They had to get the dogs out of the way first before they could get the head. Yeah. Meanwhile, outskirts of the city, residents complaining because they're stacking the bodies. They don't know what to do with them. They just leave them on the street. Over 100 bodies are sitting in a shipping container, rotting in the blazing sun. Smells kind of bad. This homicide victim, you can't have them on the street. You got to move them somewhere. You shove them in a shipping container, leave them out there. This is what we're talking about having open borders with. The second highest homicide rate on Earth after Syria.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.